Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Acme Joy 7 Telescoping 7 Spinning Effortless Fun Masturbation Cup with Suction Base by Acme Joy. So this was a fun surprise. So I just made a big deal about replacing my previous hands-free thrusting telescoping toy, which I had for a couple years, and I just got replaced with a brand new one. We're going to compare those two, by the way. Now I got this one. This is another hands-free telescoping toy, but this one spins, and you know what a fan I am of that. So let's just talk about it. So it's all black. It comes with some accents and whatnot. It has a huge base. So there's no point. Let's do a comparison. So I previously talked about, and this was recent, by the way, here's the Yiwa telescoping masturbator. And it comes with a base as well. But this is the base that the Yiwa comes with. This is the base that the Acme Joy comes with. It's a lot bigger. It's much more powerful. So the already, just based on the base. Now, it uses the same thread. So these are interchangeable with each other. It uses the same type of thread to screw into the toy. But the one that comes with the Acme Joy is much bigger, much more powerful. Anyway, so just as a quick side-by-side, here is the Yiwa. This is the one I previously reviewed. Okay, and that's what it does, right? Remember? So that's the Yiwa. See how it thrusts. So you basically hook it down to something using the suction cup, and you can basically have it, you know, simulate like a blowjob or something. It's really cool. Highly recommended if you want a hands-free sex experience. Now let's look at the Acme Joy. Now the Acme Joy, rather than having a vagina-like cup, it has a circular cup. This is because it spins. You don't want something with like a tight end because it's gonna cause like a friction burn. You want it to be a little bit roomy because it's gonna be spinning on you. But let's look at it. Okay, so we'll turn it on. Oh, that's cool. Look at those cool lights. Those, like, these cool little blue lights. Now you can speed it up, obviously. Oh, and then it goes back and forth. So it's got three speeds, and then it has kind of a different mode. All right. So it should have seven different settings. All right. Let me just restart it to get it going on high. We're going to do a side-by-side. That's low, medium, high. All right. Now let's put on the Yiwa. Okay, so you can see that the Yiwa is going to be a little bit difficult. The Yiwa thrusts faster, but the Acme Joy spins. So it depends on what type of action you're looking for. Now the Acme Joy, It's like, see the Yiwa kind of jumping around in my hand? The Acme Joy isn't really jumping in my hand. The spinning is absorbing a lot of the energy. But I'm pretty impressed. I'm not gonna lie. So let's get a good look. So this is what you're getting. You must choose. But choose wisely. For the true grail will give you eternal life. But the false will take it from you. Anyway, all right. Hold on, let me turn this off. All right. So this gives you an idea of kind of what you're getting. I don't even know. So it has a speaker, probably for moans. I'm sure there's a port. Yeah, there's a headphone port. So if you want to listen to some moans, you can plug in some headphones and listen to some moans. I never bother. You can turn on a porn if you want with a Bluetooth speaker. I never bother with the moaning headphone port. But if you're into that, it is available. And you can swap through the different moans using that. So anyway, that's that. All right? So you kind of get what you know what you're getting into. You know what you're getting into. Now, if you turn it off and it's not in, you can just spin it and it'll eventually go down. All right, let's compare the inserts. All right, so here is the Yiwa insert, and here is the the Acme Joy insert. They're about the same. About the same length, really no difference. Really, the big difference is the opening. This one has a vagina. This one has more of a round opening. Has pretty good studded texture. These little things right here, these little kind of rectangles. Let me see if you can see that. Hold on, let me get the light. See the little holes? So there's holes in the cage, and those holes correspond to these little rectangles, and these rectangles go down and they go into the holes to hold it in place so it doesn't just freely spin. Now, the problem with this is, how do you get this in there? Because, you know, like, how are you going to get that in there? It comes with a little plastic rod. Well, it's not little, it's like this. This is just literally just a plastic rod. I've seen other toys come with like a little plastic kind of wand thing. And so this one's like a big yellow one. It almost looks like a drying rod. It may be a drying rod. It's thick enough to be one. I don't know. But anyway, that's it. So you basically take this little plastic rod, or you could just use a drying rod if you have some of those, and you just push it down, done and done. It's that simple. It comes with a USB proprietary cable. So the charge port is also the headphone jack. So you charge it and you listen to moans through the same port. The suction cup thing, you can adjust it, you can turn, I mean, you know how these work. You turn this to tighten it so it doesn't move around, right? And then to make it stick, you push this down and that'll make it stick. And then you unhook it to make it come off, and then you have a suction cup and it's protected with plastic. So it's naturally sticky anyway, and then you do this, it'll basically pull the middle part in, which will create the vacuum. So, and if this does break, you can unscrew this and swap it out with a different one. All right, so what did I think about this? The hands-free telescoping toy is really good because you can hook it under your desk. Now again, if you have a wooden desk, you're gonna have to put some kind of a piece of metal, like glue it underneath the underside of your desk. You can get something like a whiteboard type of a material, or just a piece of aluminum or steel. Glue it underneath your desk so you have like a smooth plate glued to the underside of your desk, or nail it, whatever. And then you can stick this to that, like this. Have this pointed down at your crotch while you're sitting at your desk. And then while you're, you know, just looking at porn or whatever you do, you can have this spinning and going up and down on your stuff. Completely hands-free. Now it's not as jerky as the Yiwah. I think the Yiwah is more powerful and it's more realistic, because like a vagina or a mouth doesn't spin. But this is a unique experience. So actually, I wouldn't necessarily put one above the other. It really depends on what you're into. So you might want something a little bit more spinny. Or you might want something more thrusting harder, if you want something more realistic. But this is like a nice, this is good. I mean, look at all that. Look at all that. Imagine that spinning on your dick. You know? So, you know, what more do you want? So, the thing is, okay, where does this fit in? Because obviously I review a lot of different toys. The telescoping hands-free device is really great if you sit at your computer desk, whether you're playing like a VR game or whether you're just browsing porn. Having a hands-free toy is great. It also works if you have a doll, but you don't want to lay her down and open her legs up. You just want to like kind of have her against the wall, kissing her as, you know, you're getting masturbated by a toy. You can stick this against the wall or a piece of furniture, kind of like at the same angle of her hips, and you can thrust into this as opposed to her, and you can still, you know, kiss her and fondle her body while you're masturbating with this. That way you don't have to like lay her down, open up her legs, clean her up, all that stuff. So this has a place for any user, whether you're sitting at your desk, whether you're using it with a doll. You can also take this part off entirely. So you could take the little base off if you don't want it to be a hands-free kind of toy. Alright, so let me just, there you go. And you can use it just like a normal spinning robot pussy. Hold on. So, you can use this like a regular spinning robot pussy. Now, you can't stop it from telescoping. It will telescope, But you can jerk off with it just like a normal spinning robot pussy. So it's about, now here's the real test, is how powerful is the motor. So I usually rate it by like, how hard is it to stop it? So if I can stop it with one finger pretty easily, that means the motor is not very powerful. If it takes a little bit more work, that's good, because you want more torque, you want more power as it's spinning on your dick. So let's try one finger. Okay, so it handles one finger. I'm going to push against it and see if I can stop it. Okay, I'm pushing against it. I'm slowing it down, but I'm not stopping it. There's no lube either. Okay, that's good. That's good that I couldn't. Usually, like, one finger, put a little pressure on it, the motor stops. So let's try two fingers. Okay, it's really slowing down, but it hasn't stopped. It's not. Okay, there we go. Oh, I can feel it cranking, though. It's not really stopping. It's just basically trying to overpower my finger. So I couldn't even get two fingers in. Look at that. I kind of unbalanced the insert. So trying to push two fingers in. Hold on, that's gonna freak me out. Let me turn that off. Figure out what. Oh, okay. So it's just going over the. Anyway, so trying to put two fingers in didn't work. But it wasn't like the motor stopped. A lot of these cheaper toys, if you try to basically overpower the motor will just stop. The motor kept going. I could feel it trying to pull against my finger. So this is a pretty good motor. And I was able to put one finger all the way in and actually try to like push against it to stop it. All right, I'm gonna see if I can actually stop it now. I'm gonna go full on. Okay, I'm only gonna use one finger, but I'm actually gonna like try to overpower the motor and to stop it. Okay, so I have to basically push pretty hard to stop it. Now, if I let go, okay, it did stop. So if you're too girthy or you're not using enough lube, it will stop, which is a good thing. That's a safety feature. You don't want it to like crank your dick off. But as you can see, even when you stop it, you just have to turn it back on and it works fine. So I didn't break it. And if you use lube, you shouldn't have a problem. Actually, let's do some measurements. Let me get my ruler. Okay, so here's my ruler. All right, so the depth, we're looking at about 4 inches. Just under 4 inches. So 4-inch depth. Let's use the centimeters for our friends in Europe. So just under 10 centimeters. So under 10 centimeters or 4 inches in terms of depth. In terms of width, we're looking at just about 1.5 inches. Or about 4 centimeters. So 1.5 inches, 4 centimeters in width. There isn't a lot of give because this isn't a plastic. Remember, this is like a plastic kind of cage. So if you're a little bit too girthy, you may not be able to, you're not going to be able to like, it's not going to be able to stretch out to accommodate you. And you will probably want to be generous with the lube if you're on the girthier side, just to make sure that it goes in correctly and doesn't stop the motor. However, all that being said, this is a good toy. I've actually never seen a telescoping, spinning, hands-free toy before. So this is a new thing. I've had telescoping toys. I've had hands-free telescoping toys. This is the first one that's a hands-free spinning telescoping toy. So it's a unique experience. And I'm pretty impressed. Pretty powerful motor. Like, I've seen more powerful. Obviously, the spinning robot pussy from Revy has the most powerful motor. But that's $400, whereas this is less than $100. So, for what you're getting, for a sub-$100 spinning robot pussy, this is really good. And the fact that it's hands-free, even better. I do have a coupon code, which will save you $10. So, it's already on sale. It's already less than $100. Use the coupon code. You'll save an additional $10. So, if you're looking for a hands-free spinning robot pussy, which also telescopes, so this will give you a good kind of a hand job, blow job-like sensation, completely hands-free. You won't have to. You can use this and hold it like this, or you can just set it up with a suction cup and let it, you know, do its thing on you, which is really cool. So if you haven't experienced that, I highly recommend it. And this is probably a really good place to start, either this or the Yiwa. And again, so I reviewed the Yiwa earlier. The Yiwa is just telescoping. It doesn't spin, but it's a lot more powerful in terms of like the speed. So if you're looking for something more realistic and powerful, you could check out the Yiwa. I reviewed it recently. You could check that out in my my videos. But if you're looking for something that spins, which I'm always a fan of spinning pussies, you could check this one out from Acme Joy. Save $10. Good recommend toy. Recommended. This is going to go in my collection, which again, if I like the toy and it goes in my collection, I could see myself using it in the future beyond the review. Probably the highest compliment I can give. So this toy is going in that collection. So anyway, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, that's wrong cap. All right. So that is the Acme Joy 7 telescoping, 7 spinning, effortless fun masturbation cup with suction base from Acme Joy. Anyway, thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy for review. Remember to use the coupon code in the description to save $10 at checkout. It's already on sale, so I think it's stacked on top of the sale, so you'll save even more money. So thank you very much. This is Turtle Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.